Well, Bob Wiley is one of my guys. You know, not that how it wasn't. I just thought I needed to go in a different direction. Again, I'm trying to improve our team in a lot of different areas. And, you know, it's just an opportunity to get better. And, again, I take the responsibility for our offense this past year. We didn't play as well as I think we could. It doesn't matter what players we did have or didn't have. I just think there's a level of performance that I'm looking for. And I just felt it was best to make a change. So we made a change.
What's he do that's really good with younger offensive linemen like the guys you guys?
He brings them along. You know, he has a way of going about it, getting guys to play. We've done a good job together. He's a guy I'm real familiar with. When we were together, we didn't get the quarterback hit a lot. You know, and that's the name of the game. The quarterback's got to be able to stand upright and do what he does well. So we needed to improve there, and I felt it was best for us to get that chance.
Through a couple days of practice, I mean, are you seeing some guys on
Well, I mean, I got to continue to evaluate it. I mean, there's a lot of good players out there, so many, you know, and I think every night you go back in, you see something different. So I'm sure there are, you know, and we'll evaluate it all. You know, we're going to reevaluate it now, and we'll continue to evaluate it as we get back to Berea and really sit down and watch the tape in detail.
What advantage does your coaching staff have coaching the South squad this week?
I think you have an opportunity to be with them in meetings and have them do some of the techniques and fundamentals that we teach our guys, and just watching how they take information, how they process things, and I think all of that, it goes into the bucket to evaluate a player, you know. But I think these guys have done a good job. We've thrown a lot at them, and we push them pretty hard, and they're getting after it.
Is that group of tight ends a strength for you in offense, the kind of guys you have at that position?
Yeah, no. You know, there's some talented players there, as we know. You guys trying to get me to say something I'm not going to say. But, no, he is. I know you guys are mentioning O.J. Howard. He's a good player. I mean, there's no question about it. He has talent. So he's got to continue to get better and continue to showcase his talent and show you why he's here.
There was some little tweet or something that I saw that some talent evaluators didn't like the pace of the practice or something like that. Did anything like that?
Like the pace of.
They didn't like the pace of yesterday's practice or something. Like that.
Okay, that's fine with me.
But I mean, nothing like that was brought to your attention. Right?
No.
Nothing like that.
So Phil Savage didn't tell me that, and I'm okay, I guess. No, I didn't hear that. I think the players liked the pace. They wanted to try to get through it. The most important thing. So no, I hadn't heard that.
This is not your first Senior Bowl, but it's your first being on a coaching staff. How is it different than sitting in the bleachers?
Much different. I mean, to be able to put your hands on the players and coach them and push them through things is a lot different than sitting up there and seeing things with kind of third hand, third lens, you know, because you really sometimes you can't see. You can't see everything. Down here, you can kind of really focus on things and see them pretty clear, you know, about what a guy's trying to do and what he's trying to accomplish.
You with the Jamie Collins signing done. Has there been any progress made on Terrell Pryor, Steele, or any update?
I know this much. I know we're working hard with all of our free agents. You know, that's a huge piece of what we're doing. We're trying to do everything we can to keep our players on our football team. So, again, I give a lot of kudos to Dee and Jimmy and Sashi and his crew as we continue to battle to make sure that we get our players done. You know, we want them all back if we can get them back.
Sorry, right before the season ended, he said that he's told his representatives that, you know, he wants to be with you.
Mm-hmm.
How much does that mean to you, and does that say something about kind of where the culture that you're building?
Well, it means a lot. You know, I hope all of our players that are there want to be there. You know, that's the kind of environment we try to create. But, you know, as he's done, he's got to, you know, do what he needs to do, and we hope it all works out. You know, we're working our tails off, I know that, to make things happen. So I think as long as our organization is putting our best foot forward, and hopefully great things will happen for us.
You know, you're a quarterback guy. You've got good quarterbacks on your team. What can you tell us about each?
Well, I think they're working extremely hard. You know, I thought Josh Dobbs has done a good job, you know, coming from Tennessee in a different system and now all of a sudden playing a pro-style offense. I think he's picking up things really well. I think Davis Webb, you can see a guy can really throw a football. You know, mm-hmm. He has a very strong arm. And
good
I thought
poise.
Today, yeah, really good poise. And I thought today he settled down. You know, day one is tough. You come out here, you don't know the receivers. You haven't thrown balls to him. Today I think he showcases his arm talent. He can really throw the ball. And Antonio, you know, he's an athlete. You know, he's a tremendous athlete, but can throw the ball extremely well. And, again, they have different skill sets, you know. And, again, they're going to play in the National Football League somewhere because I think all three of them are very talented.
Hugh, there's so many examples of college prospect quarterbacks meeting up with, you know, quarterback coaches, George Whitfield, for example. How do you feel like those guys have impacted the process for these quarterbacks coming into the league?
Well, I think those guys, I mean, it's something to that. You know, when these guys don't get a lot of instruction that way, detailed instruction for playing in the National Football League, and then you have these guys like George and there's a lot of people, Adam Daydu and Tom House and the rest of the groups. I think they do a sensational job of preparing those guys. I think it's a bridge before they get to the National Football League. And it's like anything. You want to be able to test yourself and kind of know what it's going to be like before you get there. So I do have great respect for those guys and what they do.
Coach, for whatever reason, size, arm talent, guys tend to slip. In recent season, we've seen some mid-round success, some steals even. What's one trait you're not willing to overlook when you get into maybe the middle rounds and you're looking for a quarterback?
I still think at the end of the day, if a guy needs to be able to process football and arm talent, you know, I think that's really important, especially in our division. And everything in my mind goes through our division because we play in a lot of different elements. And we think we have one of the better divisions in football, you know, so... you can't stand in there in the snow and the elements and throw the ball, then it's tough, you know. And if you can't process information because the defenses are so good, Pittsburgh and Baltimore and Cincinnati, then it's hard to play, you know. So those are things that are non-negotiable for me.
What about the leadership trait? How do you gauge it? How long does it take to get a sense of a guy and what he has in that regard?
I would hope that the guys we put on our team have that trait. I think you can see it. I mean, there's a lot of different ways. I mean, normally those guys are team captains. They're team leaders. They've been thrust into that, you know, and sometimes it's not earned. I'll be the first to tell you that. I think a guy has to earn the right to become a leader, you know, of your football team by how he works, how he plays, how he prepares, the time he puts in. And so, again, those things, as you mentioned, all those things are important, you know, as you look for that quarterback, as you continue to move forward and grind through it all to try to find the right guy. But you got to have a feel for what it looks like. You know, you got to know what that has been someplace else. And I think the experience of doing that is where people are able to find these guys that can do it.
You saw, you know, Jimmy Haslam was here today. You know, what does it say to you that Jimmy's willing to take the time to come?
It's important to him. You know, I've said all along, I have a great relationship with Jimmy, and I'm really excited, you know, the fact that he comes out here and sees myself and the staff, you know, and also the talent that's out here, because I think that's important as we move forward.
Hugh, yesterday you said, you know, it's too early to know, you know, where we're going with the number one overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
Is trading down something that could be a factor?
I think all that's still too early. I mean, everything's, you know, for right now, it's going to be negotiable and talked about. Until we sit down and talk about where we are, what we're trying to do, then will we know? I think we haven't had those discussions. You know, I think right now we're just in the beginning phases of all of it. You know, we got a long way to go before we get to that decision.
How important or instrumental will Greg Williams be in helping you, you know, figure out, you know, the defensive side of the ball, Myles Garrett and Jonathan Allen?
Oh, he'll be huge. I mean, that's our coaches, you know, they're important. You know, because, again, we're going to coach the team. And we have a voice, you know, just like our executives have a voice. And it's a collaborative deal. You know, we all work together. You know, I think you've heard so many reports about just listening to Atlanta, how they've gone through their process. You know, they really work together, you know, sameness and thought. We're trying to do the same. We're no different than anybody else. You know, we're trying to get the players that's best for the Cleveland Browns. You know, everybody might not be the best for Cleveland Browns. And we got to find our guys and what we think will help us turn this organization around.
Thank you. Last one.
Good to see you, man. Philosophically speaking, when you think of the number one overall pick, do you think it should be the best player or the most valuable player? And my thought behind the question is, a good quarterback in the NFL is more valuable than an elite non-quarterback, defensive player, whatever. So how do you weigh that with the number one overall?
I think you go through the process. You know, I think, and I know everybody don't like me using that term, I do. I think you have to go through it and weigh, like you just said, what's best. You know, who is the best player? You know, we haven't determined that. I mean, is the best player a defensive end? Is it a quarterback? Is it a defensive back? I don't know yet. You know, until you can evaluate them all and line them all up and see where they are and see what's best. We all know a quarterback is very important to our football team, but is he the best player? Got to find that out, you know, and we need to put one on our team. We're going to find one. I promise you guys that. We're going to do that. I think that's imperative. I think we all know that, and that's what we're going to accomplish.
But you do agree there's a debate between best player and most valuable player.
Oh, absolutely. In this situation, no doubt. No doubt. And especially in this situation, it is. No question.